Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Video bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. Audio bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by the new Winamp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it free at winamp.com/android. It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1402, Honest, recorded February 5th, 2013. Something's gotta break. The GizWiz is brought to you by Audible.com. To download the free audiobook of your choice, go to audible.com/GizWiz. And now, get ready for Dick.
It was holding!
And now it's time for the GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo Laporte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Mom, you always did like John Best. Time for the GizWiz. Where is he?
Can you hear me?
Dick, are you there? Somebody seems to have put a giant 49ers flag in front of you. I don't know who would have done that. Just peek out around it. We'll do the show with you just peering around the flag.
Hi, Leo.
Let's fold them. Let's reveal. This is good. I can reveal, ladies and gentlemen, Dickie D. Hi, Dick. How are you?
I'm super fine.
Don't say the word super if you don't mind.
I was jealous of one thing that you got to go to Café du Monde.
Oh, right? Twice. There was one day we had beignets twice.
Oh.
Have you been in New Orleans?
I've done that. Oh, yeah. I've been there three times in a day.
Oh, I love New Orleans. And I tell you what, that in case you're just tuning in and maybe you're listening in audio, you don't notice the fact that I'm wearing a lot of gold and red accoutrement beads. I was in New Orleans. Lisa and I went for the Super Bowl as a birthday gift to her because she's a major 49ers fan. But there is no better town for a Super Bowl because it's always a party. It's still a party now because of Mardi Gras. And the food, oh, Dick, unbelievable. So beignets are these fried pieces of dough that they dump powdered sugar on.
And we powdered sugar.
And we went to Café du Monde, which is the famous beignet place. You get a café au lait and beignets. Yes. $2.99 for three beignets, a couple of bucks for a cup of coffee. You sit there, it's great, the world goes by. But then we thought, well, we should try Café Beignet, because maybe that's another traditional place in New Orleans. So we went there. That was pretty good, but we weren't sure. They were pretty close, so we went back to Café du Monde just to try one more time, and we award the prize to Café du Monde for the best beignets.
Absolutely.
Just yeah. New Orleans, yeah. It was so neat because, as you know, they went through a very hard time with Katrina. I'd been there before Katrina, but I hadn't been there since the hurricane. And it was just, they were so happy to have people there. Everybody was so friendly. The area we were in had been, you know, restored, although there's still plenty of parts of that area, not just New Orleans, but the Mississippi, the whole surrounding area, that are still just devastated from the hurricane and may never come back. But New Orleans itself, the French Quarter, it was so much fun. And then we went down, you know, the Bourbon Street is where all the kids go. That's where all the, you know, wild partying goes on. And man, is it a zoo? We asked, and they made it very safe there because of the Super Bowl. There were police everywhere. We asked the police officer on horses, is it like this normally? They said, this is nothing. This is quiet. But then we kept on going down to Frenchman Street, which is kind of a little bit more where the locals go for music. Great music. It was so much fun. So one of my new favorite cities in the world. It just was so much fun to be there. They've done a great job.
I've been there quite a few times.
Yeah, we went to Mother's, had a po' boy with debris. I'm still wearing it, inside and out. it was really, really fun. Good. Oh, and I brought you something from the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Special Beyonce finger lasers. Okay, party people. Put a ring on it. So wait, now, Lisa, remind me. So when party people, we were supposed to go like this. Hands up like that. Okay. And then during put a ring on it, we were supposed to go like this. This is put a ring on it, and this is party people.
No, this was Halo.
Halo. So, Dick, wow. I ask you, because you like LEDs.
Yeah, these are, I do.
These are blue LEDs you wear on your finger, and they had several packs at each seat. So there's a pack on the seat, on the arm, and a pack in the cup holder. And Lisa actually went down the whole aisle and collected about 50 or 60 packs all the way down the aisle. So we got a few of these. But let me ask you this, Dick.
Yes.
So they at the before the broadcast begins.
Yes.
The announcer comes on. He's a great announcer from KOA. He's the voice of the Broncos. He's got this great voice. He says, "Ladies and gentlemen, you will find by your seat blue finger lasers. Do not open the package. Do not turn on the lasers until during the halftime show when we will instruct you what to do." So what happens?
Oh, what are you kidding?
Everybody opens the package and turns on the lasers.
Absolutely.
The whole stadium goes blue.
Yes.
You don't
Two years ago at Radio City, they handed out light spears with the same thing. Do not open them till the finale.
Yeah, sure.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, I think people, I don't know, you had asked me, if Beyonce had asked me, "Honey, do you think we should give people finger lasers and then say, don't turn them on until the show? Do you think that will work?" I would say, "Beyonce, darling, you're beautiful, I love you, but don't do that."
Yeah.
And no, but anyway, it was fun. So I saved a pair for you.
Oh, great. Okay, super.
They're not exactly lasers. They're blue LED. You've probably even seen these. They're blue LEDs on.
I actually have a pair, but not blue.
They handed
out the green and the yellow.
So there's 71,000 people in the stadium. Each package has two lasers, and each seat had at least two packages.
Wow!
So that's 200. It's more than a quarter of a million of these.
Wow!
It was fun, though.
And
it really
yet
was.
The
pretty.
Lights went out. Maybe that was part of the deal.
I don't know. Did you watch the game at all?
I did not. I watched the commercials after the game was over.
You're such a fan.
Oh, it's zero football.
No, it's like Playboy. I think there's a lot of people who watch the Super Bowl for the commercials. What were the there good commercials? I haven't seen them because I didn't watch it on TV. They don't show them in the stadium. But I did before the game. I did watch the Budweiser Clydesdale commercial, and I was crying.
The one called Brothers, where the guy who raised a horse and then the horse walks out of the I thought that was really beautiful.
Wasn't that
the GoDaddy kissing thing?
Horrible.
God,
how
I
does
thought,
that company stay in business?
I am not going to eat dinner for the next 3 or 4 hours.
So this has been a campaign for GoDaddy for a long time, is that GoDaddy on the outside is beautiful, sexy women, and then on the inside is geeks, right? Now, this is insulting to everybody. They managed to insult everybody in one stroke, right?
Yes.
So they have a guy who's a character actor, well-known character actor. He's kind of chubby. He's got, I don't know, do you have a neck beard? He looked like he might have had a neck beard. His cheeks are red. You know, he's just a geek.
Yeah.
And inside, it's this guy. And then outside, it's Bar Raffaelli, the beautiful model, right? And then we bring them together. And I feel so bad for Danica, who the race car driver, who's also a GoDaddy girl, but how insulting is that, who's standing by the side and then says, "Now we're going to make them kiss." And they're kissing, and there's this smacking sound going on.
Oh, yes. And close-ups.
Oh,
God.
Okay, that's the worst and the best.
Yeah, that's right.
There they are. That's not a neck beard. That's some sort of strange fro he's got. Yeah. Strange. I don't know what that is with the hair.
That's a head beard.
Somebody in the chat room, Budman, says that has to be CGI. That's computer graphics. It's an enhanced hair.
I'm not even going to play the video because I don't want to subject anybody to that.
No, I won't do that to anybody. But just, I mean, really, come on. Wow. That's a new low for GoDaddy, and that's saying something. So was there anything else you liked? Any other commercials you liked, Dick? Because I haven't seen them yet. I want to watch them all.
Oh, you know what? The Oprah Winfrey things where talking about the life of a farmer, it was kind of interesting because you never think about, you know, all that they have to do. That was sort of interesting. And there was one, you know, This Is America, that was... What they're sort of doing now is doing these incredible messages and then just at the end putting the name of the company up.
Right.
A lot of the ads during the commercial, you have no idea who this is for. It's almost like some company produces them and then says, would you like to put your name on the last 5 seconds of this commercial?
Yeah. Was that the one with Paul Harvey in it, or was that another one?
There were both. I think Paul Harvey did one. I think Paul Harvey might have done the Farmer one. And I think Oprah Winfrey did the one that, like, This Is America.
God made the farmer. And apparently brought Paul Harvey back to life because he's been dead for 3 years. But
that's, you know, the power of advertising.
With enough money, anybody could be on the Super Bowl ad.
Well, it was in his contract. He never knew that. And he said, but I'm dead. And they just said, look at page 45, paragraph 3. So he had no choice but to come back.
Paul Harvey, I'm dead. So, anyway, enough of the Super Bowl madness. As you can see, I've gotten over it. I'm done. I've moved on.
Yes, you have.
And for those of you,
this is not the same clothing you've been wearing for the past 10 days.
7 days without changing.
Okay.
And apparently now, I said I was going to wear this till the Niners win. So that means when I'll be wearing this for another 9 months. 8 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
God, I hope they win their opening game.
I don't care one way or the other. I'm on the East Coast.
I think by then you'll be able to smell me even on the East Coast. I also got some beads.
Nice.
Yeah. So I guess I didn't see this, but I guess the pistachio nut committee had do an Opal Gangnam Style for pistachio nuts. And so they were promoting that on Bourbon Street. So they had a bunch of people throwing beads and it said, show us your nuts. And then if you did, you'd get them some beads. So,
okay.
That's a little change from what is normally going on Bourbon Street.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Give everybody a chance.
Actually, this is true. And there were, did we save that? Show us. Oh, you gave it to somebody. Elisa gave it to our accountant. I don't know why. Yeah. Tax time's coming up. She wanted to bribe him. I don't know. He didn't have any beads, so she gave him some. But it was interesting because none of this is a joke, folks. I'm walking down that block and there are beads. The whole street, nobody was picking them up. They were just lined with these beads. So you don't have to do anything to get beads. Beads are there for the taking.
For the taking.
Yeah. In fact, when we arrived in New Orleans at the airport, they gave us beads. Like LA in Hawaii, they gave us beads as we got off the plane. That was kind of neat. Again, thanks for your hospitality. Only one person came up to me the whole time and said, I watched Twit. There were no fans in New Orleans. None.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that one person was Lisa, wasn't it?
Yeah. She said, hey, it's okay. I watch Twit. So,
yeah. Made your day. Yeah. Made your day.
So, another more bad news.
Yes?
I had been told before I left last week that the Evertone Butt Shaper was on its way. But to date, as we record the show now, it is not yet here. But I will be watching the door. If a FedEx truck pulls up, and I hope everybody will help me with this. In fact, let's open the curtains. So those of you who are watching at home on video, if you see the FedEx truck pull up, I want you to all shout, it's here, it's here. There you go. Is that too bright? Yeah. No, that's all right.
That's fine.
So watch for the FedEx truck. And then maybe the Evertone butt shaper will arrive in time.
So your butt would be out of shape.
Yeah. No, that's right. I ate those beignets. I ate the jambalaya. I ate the po' boys. I ate the red beans and rice. What else did I eat? Crawfish, I ate fried catfish, crawfish etouffee, muffaletta. I am a giant. Right now, I'm a giant ball of grease. Right now.
Okay, roll around on a blotter. That's all I can say.
But it was really fun. What is your first gadget of the day, Mr. Dickie D?
My first gadget was something I saw at CES, and I said, I don't know anything about these. So Asa said, we'll send you one for a month. And it is my first. I think you have one or two of them. My first look at a Chromebook.
Oh.
So Acer has a C7 Chromebook, So I never had one. So I was quite amazed. Like, they boot up in seconds. They, you know, obviously have no DVD in them. But I downloaded Netflix, had no problem watching Netflix. It's about an inch thick. It weighs 3 pounds. Obviously, you need Wi-Fi because pretty much everything you do is in the cloud. 11.6 HD wide screen, LED backlit. But Leo, it's $200.
Yeah. These things are so, but it's just, it's basically a browser. I mean, it doesn't do.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But I was thinking that if you do a lot of stuff in the clouds and you want a big screen and you want a full size keyboard and you don't want to spend a lot of money, this is not a bad way to go.
What kind of battery life? I mean, the other thing I'd like on that is 10 hours battery life.
You know, it is not. I believe that it was, I haven't run it out yet, but I believe they're saying like 4.5 to 5 hours.
Well, that's okay. So, yeah. That's the thing I would love to see with that. That thing should just go and go and go.
That would be true. Yeah. And you have to be near Wi-Fi anyway. So I assume if you're near Wi-Fi, you might be near power.
That's the other negative. And, you know, there are, you know, in a lot of these applications and Google Docs and so forth, the ability to work offline. But not, I don't think you get really much, you don't get the full functionality offline. It's not as good. So
no, you better if you're near Wi-Fi.
You really need to be online to use these.
What Chromebook did you, had
Well,
one,
I
right?
had the first one that they handed out, the prototype. And then I played with the second Samsung Chromebook. But, you know, they've been out of stock of the most recent Samsung Chromebook, which actually is the second official Samsung Chromebook, because people just love it. This Acer one is kind of the second choice for people who can't get the Samsung. And I'm still waiting to get one because I think it would be fun to kind of try it. You know, Jeff Jarvis, who hosts This Week in Google, he's given up his computer, uses only a Chromebook.
Really?
As an experiment.
And is the Samsung down around the $200 mark too?
$250.
Oh my word!
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
I think that's the whole idea. The other thing that they offer in some of these is 3G and inexpensive for the first like 100 or 200 megabytes rather. You know, so you get a small amount of free 3G, and then you could pay more. And the idea is schools can get these with some data. Part of a data plan for $20 a month. So for a school, it's probably not a bad idea. You don't really want the kids to be able to game and stuff anyway on these things.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be good for gaming anyway.
Right. Well, like my point exactly. I mean, there are some games, you know, in the Chrome store. You could do anything basically you could do in the Chrome app store. You can do on this almost anything.
Yeah. Anyway, I like it. I like it. All right. Now, the second thing was something I did on radio, and you liked this so much.
By the way, somebody's suggesting, and I think this is brilliant, Dirac in our chat room says, we should do a Twit book that can just, the only thing you can do is play Twit shows.
I like it.
Wouldn't that be a product?
It would be a product. I don't.
Oh, I didn't say that, anybody to buy it.
Right.
Yeah, I think we'd have to pay you for that one.
Yeah.
All right. Gadget number two.
Gadget number two, I did it on radio, and you liked it a lot. And
on radio, I lie. So what was that?
There's a little bit of video on it that I did on the Twit special, and I think Jason might have that queued up. It's the Targus Touch Pen for Windows 8.
Oh, I do like this, yeah. So there's the video. So the idea here is, do you need a special hardware, or will it work on any laptop?
Actually, she's doing a little demo. So if you have the
turn
audio.
Turn up the sound. We'll listen.
Here to show how big the screen is. It works up to 17 inches. Once that's done, you're good to go.
So this is a non-touchscreen laptop.
It has to be with that pen.
It has to be with this pen. It has to be connected.
And you clip a thing onto the screen.
Off, this connects via a magnet.
Yep.
The connection isn't there.
And the other end of this is just in a USB port?
Yes, it's right here.
This is actually a very clever way to touch-enable any screen.
So, I've been
doubling
here.
And it works.
The nice thing.
Yeah.
She's drawing here.
The nice thing about the pen is you don't have to learn any gestures the way any other devices.
Oh, she wrote Twit TV.
Five different gestures. This is just kind of like your finger. Very nice. They're very intuitive. So you don't have to learn anything.
You know, it's amazing that she wrote Hi Twit TV because that's who we are.
It's, I guess she writes it on all of the
yeah,
demos.
Does.
Yeah.
$9.99.
And is it shipping now?
It'll be shipping in Q2.
Yes. So that's spring.
Yes, spring.
So, Leo, I asked about you. You said, is there a camera in there?
Yeah, how does that work?
It is FR between the pen
RF.
And RF, I mean. It's RF between the pen and that little receiver. So the little receiver clips onto any laptop up to 17 inches. Then you take the
RF or it's the fried rice version of RF.
You know what? I'm not sure which one I had, but there was a little package of soy sauce in the box. And I thought it was that silica, you know, that to dry out things when they're shipped from overseas. But it was soy sauce.
I think it's a really neat idea because I have to say Windows 8 without a touchscreen is less desirable. It's more difficult to use. It's kind of hard to figure out what all the gestures are. So adding touch is great. I'd have to use that for a few days to really know whether that's an adequate replacement for having a touchscreen. You know, the truth is, if you're going to get Windows 8, I almost always say get a new computer with a touchscreen. It really is that important.
Exactly. Yeah. But if you bought Windows 8 while it was still $39 and you want to try it, this is coming out not till summer, and it's under $100. So it's Target Touch Pen for Windows 8.
And it works with screens up to 17 inches, she said. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
RF. How would that work? It must triangulate the location of the pen somehow.
And I think that's why when you do the four corners, it's going, oh, that's
And what it would also tell me is it's not pressure sensitive. So can it detect a tap or probably not?
No, I only played with it. It has like a paintbrush at the end of it so that you don't damage the screen.
Ah, interesting.
So, here she's filling in stuff. So it looks more like you put it on and drag it either way or paint with it. But it's pretty clever.
So
he's doing the corners.
Yeah, that's neat. I like that idea.
Okay, that's Targus. Now, our next gadget is a video of the week. So this is really neat. I think this might be only the second time we've gotten a video of the week for the category My Favorite Gadget. And the reason I wanted to do this, Leo, is, well, this guy will explain it and talk to you about it. So here is our viewer video of the week from KT Data.
Hey, Dick and Leo and Jason. My name is KT Data, and first off, let me apologize for, I ran out of time to get some petroleum jelly to get this video up to the GizWiz par, but I wanted just to show you probably, even though I've only had it for less than a week, one of my favorite gadgets of all time. This video actually could be in the future or in the past, depending on if you ever figure out that episode 1401, 1441 finasco right there. But I heard you guys mention the Arm Watch. And Leo saying that you backed the Pebble Watch and saying that you may not get it or not.
I still haven't got it.
But I'm here to prove to you that the Pebble Watch was actually one of the earliest.
251.
So I'm guessing this 251 is a number 251 of the first 1,000 or so they sent out. And I have to say that there are very few products that even the packaging that kind of wowed me. If you kind of look at that, it says it's time on the front right there, with the picture of the Pebble and all the other fancy doodads and technical details right here on there. So that's actually the just the packaging on there. And it really reminds me of the Apple-style packaging right here. So it's super nice in here. So let me give you a close-up of it. I kind of already opened it because, well, let's be honest, when I first got it a week ago, I was like, I got to jump in and open this almost instantly. So let me show you right here. This is the actual Pebble Watch right here. This is on its, has three buttons on the side right here. These are up, down, enter, and then back on the other side. And then you can actually see the magnetic charger right there. So the charger is actually a proprietary one they built right there to keep it weather resistant. And there's actually a magnetic clasp that you just stick it on right there and it charges away. It uses a USB on the other side. So you can just plug that into almost anything now since everything uses USB. So, if you can take a look right here, This is the watch face right here. What's nice about it is that you can either press the button to turn on the backlight, or if you shake it hard enough, backlight turns on right there. Using an e-ink display, and it looks really crisp for the display it's got. So that is the text watch right there, and then they have a couple faces on here, such as Fuzzy Time.
Which says like 20 after 10, or it's 11-ish.
Right here.
Regular analog.
Yeah. And
your Just a Bit, which is your binary clock right there. This probably takes me more time to figure out what it says than to know what
Here's
time
the Brains watch. The
Brains watch right here.
That's pretty.
And the six.
Okay, so we've established right it's there. A watch.
And big time right there. What's also nice about it is that it comes with an iPhone app, and you can actually load watch faces into it.
Oh, that's neat.
As I load up the iPhone app right here, we can actually select a watch face.
So you can control it from the iPhone a lot easier than trying to push a lot of buttons.
You can just select it right
there. Here's the tic-tac-toe face.
And instantly, it's now on the watch. So if I press down, we have the tic-tac-toe watch right there. So that's the app right here. They promised to release updates that will get you more watches and more... watch faces and some more apps such as Runkeeper support on there. Overall, I actually already like this watch. And then one thing on this watch is that you can actually receive notifications straight to the watch that your phone gets. So, for instance, if I send myself a text message, we'll just give that a second.
And then that's right neat. Here, the text shows up on the face of the watch.
Test text right there.
And he also loves the battery life on this.
Well, you know, anything more than a day is going to be a bonus.
They even have the nice Kickstarter edition back plate right here on there. So.
That's nice.
I've only had it for a couple days, less than a week. So far, I haven't had to charge it yet. So if you're worried about battery life or anything, it seems to be okay on battery life.
Cool, but it's more than a day.
But let's be honest. At this point, I'm just used to plugging in everything electronic when I go to bed anyways. But this is proof, Leo. That Kickstarter projects, they do deliver. I guess you've just gotten a bad
It must just be me.
Products on there, but I actually love this watch. I never thought I'd fall in love with the watch, but here I am, loving my Pebble watch. I actually used to wear an iPod Nano around, and I find myself leaving that at home more often now. So
that's the market.
This is the Pebble watch, and so, Leo, don't lose hope. You'll get a Kickstarter. Your Pebble watch is on its way eventually, so...
Eventually.
Thanks, guys. Love the show, and see you around.
Nice. Our first review of a Pebble. I'm glad to see that.
Yeah, so don't forget, if you want to contribute a video to the GizWiz, we're looking for I Invented This, my favorite gadget, like KT Data just did, or some old piece of crap you have in the warehouse, a 3 to 4 minute video, upload it to YouTube, and send Jason the link at... gizwiz@twit.tv.
Yeah, I'm looking at Pebble has shipped. They have a website, ispebbleshipping.com. And to date, they have built 13,000, almost 14,000. They've shipped 2,250, 2,280 to the U.S. and 420 the rest of the world. Not obviously in that group. But as soon as I get it, we'll show that one off. Yes, you know what else I haven't gotten is that ostrich head.
Oh, I want the ostrich thing, right?
Yeah, that was another Kickstarter. I think it's me and Kickstarter. We just don't
I think it's me. You know what? Do you have the address on the building?
No, we don't actually.
Yeah, you see, that could be a problem.
We don't have. It doesn't say the address on the building, does it, anywhere? No, it doesn't.
No,
see, it's just a brick facade with no information whatsoever.
Yeah.
There's a QR code. Oh, that's it. We put a QR code in the front. That's enough, isn't it?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
They just scan it in as they drive by.
Yeah. Well, you know, when Alex took me to breakfast, you know, that little place across the street?
Yeah.
There was a dumpster there with like hundreds of FedEx boxes and SkyMall boxes. I didn't put two and two together.
Wow.
But I think they'd just been dumping them kind of in the neighborhood.
That explains it. Yeah. Well, we're roughly and we know it's Keller Street, so let's just leave it here. Maybe somebody who wants it will find
it. Yeah, that's it. That kind of thing.
That's where my Evertone butt toner is. That's where my Pebble watch is. That's where my ostrich pillow sleep cover is. But I do have the Beyonce finger light. Beyonce finger lit lasers. I'm happy
golden,
now.
Pal. You are golden.
So what am I supposed to do, Lisa? I'm do this when it's put a ring on it, and then when it's halo, we go like that.
Hmm. Or you could just go out and hail down a FedEx truck and ask them if they have
hey,
anything.
Hey, you got
for
my Pebble
you.
Watch.
FedEx.
I'm signaling you. So what were we supposed to do during Party People? Anything?
Dance.
Okay, thank you. I streaked during the blackout, but nobody saw it. It's probably a good thing. Dick, before we get to our...
You know, actually, I think you started streaking and they just shut the lights.
I caused the blackout.
Yes, exactly.
Before we get to our Sky Mall Sky Poll of the Week and your Warehouse Gadget of the Week...
Yes.
I'd like to mention my friends at Audible.com, the world's finest audio bookstore. I'll tell you, I every time I travel or spend time on a plane, it always reminds me how much I love Audible.com because it saves me. You know, I am never bored. I always have a great book I can listen to from Audible.com. I have the Audible app on my iPhone, on my Android phone, Windows phone, Metro, BlackBerry. So you always have the list of everything in your library. In my case, since I've been an Audible member since 2000, for 13 years now, I have hundreds of books in my library. There's always great literature. Now, I subscribe, so I get new books every single month at Audible.com. The problem always is for me, gosh, there's so much stuff I want to listen to. What's my next audiobook from Audible? Is it the new James Patterson, The Kiss? They have great thrillers and mysteries. Is it perhaps some great science fiction? A classic? Kenneth Branagh reading The Heart of Darkness, Joseph Conrad's famous novel. It's always great to know there's great literature. There's exciting fiction. There's nonfiction, business books, too. Always awaiting you at Audible.com. And one of the best things about Audible is if you do a subscription plan, and I'm going to tell you how you can get one for your first month for free, you'll also get the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal daily read to you. Not the whole magazine, the whole newspaper. That would take too long. But a synopsis of it, which is fantastic. So as you're driving into work, you can get the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal news. You can get your favorite book. You can get comedy. You can get, I mean, it's just wonderful. Here's the deal. Go to audible.com/gizwiz. Audible.com/gizwiz. You'll be signing up for the book a month plan, the gold plan. That's about right. But the beauty of it is your first month's free. That means your first book is free. You can cancel before the month's up, owe nothing, but keep the book forever. So many wonderful things to choose from at audible.com. Go browse around, pick a book, then download it. audible.com/gizwiz. And we thank Audible for their support of the Gizwiz show, keeping it on the air since 2010. When did we start this show? 2008? Seven.
Boy, we are
2006.
I believe we are starting year 7 or 8 this month.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It is.
Incredible.
It is.
So 8 years they've been supporting us. All right, Dickie D.
No, Leo, it's your turn.
It's time to play the Sky Poll jingle. See what the results are from last week's Sky Poll. Woo! So we had a little bit of a poll. The choice was the all-in-one mobile device mount, the camo six-pack holster. I was really hoping for that in time for the Super Bowl. The ergonomic wireless mouse or the Celadon MP3 player Sentry set. Is that right? Were those the choices?
Mm-hmm. That's what
the winner by a significant margin, the all-in-one mobile device mount. That was the thing that looked like a spider. Just edging out the camo holster by about 4%. Total of 700-some votes. We've been having trouble with a straw poll server. I think we're going to take that code and mount it on our own server, which would make it even less reliable. So that's an improvement. All right. I shall run off and order the all-in-one device mount. Now, as I said, I have a number of SkyMall products that I've already been ordered, that have already been shipped, but have not arrived. I have nothing to review today because I'm waiting for the Evertone butt toner, which shipped last week, and my butt's still flabby. I ordered the ostrich pillow. That was Kickstarter. shipped in December, I was told. No. And I ordered the USB lightsaber. Not arrived. Although they say it's coming. So I don't know. Someday. Anyway, I don't. The bottom line on this is, Dick, I'm sorry, I have nothing for you.
Well, we get to vote on something else that won't come.
A new Sky Poll. On some other thing that we can't get.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Since they really don't ship it, we can start putting in really expensive stuff.
I am. This one's $150. The All-Star Guitar.
I need your feed. It went out.
My feed went out.
I need this All-Starness.
You need this because you're a guitar player. Do you not see it?
Let me do it. I do now. I just
unplugged it. So that'll make it not work again.
That's right.
And now it's going to go through some machinations. It's going to chew. And now you should be able to see. There it is. The All-Star Guitar from the Greatest Gift Catalog Item 540-5TGH. Transform your iPad, your iPhone, or your iPod Touch.
Oh, so that's your iPad
in the middle.
Embedded in the guitar.
Yeah.
Wow.
And instantly sound like a rock star. Now, we're going to hold them to that.
Yeah.
I want to instantly sound like a rock star. Ow! Did that sound like a rock star?
Oh, it was perfect.
Okay.
It was perfect.
This full-scale electric guitar style controller transforms your iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch into an amazing guitar learning experience. See, I want that. Simply place your device into the fitted holder, open the All-Star Guitar app, and you're ready to go. Requires no cables, external connections. You can play it anywhere. You follow the lighted LEDs on the neck and instantly sound like a rock star. Well, you know what? This might actually be cool.
No, this sounds good.
Pluck the strings.
And you know, by then your butt might be firm, and then you'll really have
something. Oh, then stand back, John Bon Jovi.
Absolutely.
Here comes Leo, but portly. next, iPhone cufflinks, not actual iPhones. These are from JDS Marketing and Sales, GC658 iPhone. They come with a personalized case. They are $25. You could put the, inscribe the case with your gift item. Go high tech with this pair of dashing iPhone cufflinks. Whether you like to be on the cutting edge of technology or fashion, these cufflinks make a smart addition to any wardrobe. Now, they're not just cufflinks.
Are they USB drives too?
No, they're just cufflinks. I thought they were.
Okay.
No, they are just cufflinks. Lightweight, now, plated polymer.
One quick question. Do you even have a shirt with French cuffs?
No, I'll get a shirt.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. They talk more about the box than the cufflinks. How the box can be monogrammed, how it's made out of all lightweight, plated polymer case lined in black satin. They really, mm-hmm. they talk literally, they spend more copy talking about the box than the cufflinks.
All right. I'd be worried about this one.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Okay.
All right. That's item two. But, you know, we will buy whatever you tell us to
buy. The audience is the judge.
You are the judge. Finally, item number three. I'm putting this up for a vote again because I really wanted this. It came in close last time.
I want this too.
This is a returning item. The Zipline Rider 75-foot Zipline that will get me from one end of the studio to the other in seconds with only minor lacerations.
Yeah. With a camera on your head.
Oh, I could put the Here GoPro on there, the Hero 3. This is the Cthulhu's 26071. Who wants to swing from tree to tree when you can zip right along on the sturdy Zipline steel trolley and cable rider set? It's fun for ages 7+ with sealed ball bearings. What is the maximum weight? Oh, 250 pounds. I should be right at the limit there after my visit to New Orleans.
Oh, there you go.
A few less beignets, and I'll be zipping along. Whoa!
And there goes Leo Laporte.
Now, I have actually done a professional zip line tour of the jungle canopy in Guatemala, I think it was, and it was a lot of fun. This does not seem to have the same attention to safety that Guatemala is known for, but that's okay.
3, 2, 1.
This poor girl is wearing a bicycle helmet, which is guaranteed to protect her in case of a 30-foot fall.
Yeah.
And goes right into the tree. There she goes. Boom. That's the only problem with a zip line. They always terminate with a tree.
That's
so basically,
true.
It's a wire with a pulley on it that gets you going really fast into a tree.
Yeah. No, we're going to nail it into a wall.
Okay, that should be better.
Yeah.
A brick
wall.
Because
then you have something really substantial to stop your forward momentum.
I'm thinking I could put the one end of the zip line on that girder right there.
Yeah.
One end here. I could climb up on a ladder. And I can I think I'll just miss the lights as I come in.
Well, we'll find out.
And I'll just land right here, and I'll be ready to... It'd be a great way to make an entrance on the show. Oh,
what a great entrance that will be.
Now, unfortunately, let me see.
I've created one, Leo.
You are good. So we've got a straw poll. What is that
number?
I
already have it. It is... I'll put it on the screen right now. Where is it? Where is the straw poll? I just made it. There we go. 6648.
So it's strawpoll.me/6648. Now, the service is up and down, but there it is. If you can't get in there, cast your vote later. We'll make sure that's up before we come back next week. Or if not, it doesn't really matter since we can't seem to get anything anyway. So really, this is just an exercise in futility all around.
Yeah, well, we'll play the music anyways.
Let's play that jingle. That'll cheer me up.
Yeah, I'll see.
503. There we go. Service unavailable. Straw poll. Service unavailable. Straw poll. Service unavailable. It's a gears with Scott. Or not.
Oh, well.
Or not.
Well, it's there.
All-Star Guitar. The iPhone cufflinks. Or the zipline. That's a tough choice. That's a tough choice.
I don't think so.
You think it's pretty obvious?
Maybe it's a tough choice between two of them.
Yeah, well, the cufflinks, I think, is... But you never know with a straw poll community.
You never know.
You never know.
The reason I don't think cufflinks are going to win is there's no way you can injure yourself with them.
Yeah, really. It's kind of critical.
Pretty much.
It either breaks the bank or it hurts Leo. One or the other.
One or the other.
Nothing innocuous for this straw poll. By the way, the human slingshot.
Something's got to break.
We did that last week. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. We should just call this spot, Something's Got to Break.
Probably Leo's
Bank
head.
Or bones. Your choice.
You can tone my ass or break my ass. But you can never keep me down. Now, Dickie D, it's time, as you know.
Yes.
Over the last few days, I was wandering the streets of New Orleans, along that wide and muddy Mississippi River. And I had to think, as I'm staring at that beautiful Big Muddy rolling along, I'm thinking, you know, at the other end of that Mississippi River, if you just keep on going north, you keep on going past the cotton fields, up through the mid-Atlantic states, if you just keep on going where the Mississippi terminates at its head end in the beautiful Isle of Manhattan, that spring that is the font of the Mississippi, right there at the end of that. Ladies and gentlemen, maybe you don't know this. Dick's Gadget Warehouse. Rolling along.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Ooga.
You know, are you still using the Apple Maps?
Yes.
Because the Mississippi, only on Apple Maps does the Mississippi terminate
many people don't know. You know, every river, the Amazon, the Nile, every river has a source, a place where it begins. And, you know, of course, the great explorers of the world, Livingston, and other people go often, that's their, make their name. They go to the source of the Nile. The source of the Amazon. No one has ever tracked the Mississippi to its source. I am the first to have actually followed it in canoe all the way up to the very source of the Mississippi, and it's a broken sewer drain right there on 81st and Broadway. That part's right. That is where the Mississippi begins. No wonder they call it the Big Muddy.
Yeah.
What do you got for us, Mr. D?
Okay, we have a gadget that was... Gadget of the year.
Holy cow.
2008.
Yes.
And it is now as dead as a doornail.
You mean the Pebble Watch already?
No. That's going to be in the gadget warehouse. I give you 4 years for that.
I don't know that
one. Do you remember the Peak?
Oh, What is
the peak was?
Oh, look at that.
This is the peak. And the peak was a little device that you could use only to get and send email.
Oh, that's right. This was for people, I do remember this, who didn't want a computer.
Exactly, exactly. It came in at $100. It ended up down at $40, and I think they started fire selling them for $20. And it was for sending emails. You could get JPEGs only. You could get attachments. You could have up to 3 email addresses. It had one little fluky thing about it is that all 3 email addresses, everything went into one inbox. Service was $20 a month, and there was no contract. And then 1 year ago this month, February 2012, they decided they were giving up. I don't know what happened.
Really? It took them that long, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Unfortunately, at one point, they sold lifetime subscriptions for $300.
Oh, that's
I assume that they could legally say, well, we meant the lifetime of the device,
sure.
not your lifetime.
TiVo does that. They sell a lifetime subscription for TiVo boxes for that box. You get a new box, sorry, you got to get a new subscription.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this, you know, that could be it. The lifetime of a snail darter. I don't know.
Yeah. Yes. So peak has come. Peak has peaked and come and gone. It was kind of interesting. Is last February, I don't know how long they did it for. They were just offering them for free to hackers.
Please figure out what we could do with this.
Yes, exactly.
Help us make this viable. Well, you know, the story behind this is kind of interesting because they invented it before the iPhone, but they didn't come out till after the iPhone.
Yeah, the timing was.
So it was just bad timing all around, you know, because I think they thought, well, we can still market it because there's people who don't want to spend the money on a smartphone, but they want this capability. Maybe they'll buy this. And it turned out that was nobody.
Yes.
So.
Well, they lasted 4 years. So, you know, 4 years for a gadget, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but. Yeah. I don't know. saying lasted 4 years, kind of overstating the case. They didn't actually go out of business
for a while. No, that's true. You're absolutely right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Yeah. I mean, they tried. They came out with a second model. I don't know what it did.
There was a Twitter peak.
Oh, okay. That's right.
It was Twitter only. That's good. Jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Let's do that.
And then there was a Google Buzz peak.
Right.
It actually died before it came out. That's how good that
and
was.
And they're coming out with the new peak for Stick'Em.
Yeah, Stick'Em peak.
Yes.
Oh, boy. We could go on and on. The Plurk peak. The Pounce peak. Oh, boy. And, you know, you got to admire, and it just shows you how hard it is. You can have a great idea. It could seem on the surface like this is going to be good. People are really going to want this. You can spend a lot of money. God, how much money do you think they spent? Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To get this product to market. And it's just the wrong product at the wrong time, or maybe the right product at the wrong time, or maybe the right time at the wrong product, or could be the time was right, but the product was upside down and inside out. It, you know, anything could go wrong.
Oh, yeah. That was a wonderful analysis of the world of electronics. I'm having Myra just take that down in shorthand.
Would you please? Mr. Ricardo, I think it's time to play the Letta jingle. And now, a letter from
Aunt Bailey. We do have a letter from Earl in Southfield, Michigan. And I'm actually quite glad he sent this email because I should have done this before, but I totally forgot about it. The subject is When We Went Mad. And Earl says, I just found out about a Kickstarter project about making a documentary about Mad Magazine called When We Went Mad. A documentary of proportions.
I see. Is that how you pronounce that? I've always wanted to know. They have that mad. E-C-C-C-C-H. How is that pronounced?
I see you've been interviewed along with many of the other Mad contributors. I went right to Kickstarter, donated a modest sum. I see with a week to go, this was a week ago, obviously, that they not,
there's
they're
a few more days
close to their goal.
No, they're very close. Show that again, because
now they are.
They wanted 50,000. They've got 46,000. They're 3 days to go. 399 backers. I love this. Now, I think we could put this over the top right now.
I think we can. Yeah. And then Earl says, Dick, did you mention this on the Giz Whiz? I missed a couple of them, but I think you should mention it, and you might attract some additional backers and help them reach their goal. I totally enjoy the Giz Whiz with you and Leo, and I hope you continue to do it for a long time to come. Madly, Earl, Southfield, Michigan.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's two guys. This has nothing to do with Mad Magazine, nothing to do with Time Warner. And when they told me the idea, I thought, you know what? This is really great. They're saying the usual gang of idiots are getting old. We've lost a lot of them. Don Martin and Dave Berg, who did The Lightest Side Of. And so they're traveling around the country and going to all the usual gang of idiots' homes, wherever they live.
Some of them are in a home. So that's easy.
yes, exactly. Yeah. And they keep saying, I saw one of the interviews, and they kept saying, oh, yeah, I wrote for Mad for 60 years, and I can't remember who I am. But
I remember Mad. What about it?
So anyway, if you are a Mad fan or were a Mad fan and would like to see this
that's one of their
documentary finished.
So search Kickstarter for
When We Went Mad.
When We Went Mad. That should be enough to find it.
Kickstarter. Yeah. And that'll get you to it.
I think, 100 people give $5, that it won't get them anywhere near the total. But, no, actually,
that happens times four or more.
They only need another $4,000. They're going to make it 4, easy.
$4,000 and change. They'll make it. They'll make it.
Yeah.
That would be good. I mean, none of us are making any money from this. None of us are paid for this. But it would just be good to have this as a reference.
That's neat. That's really neat. Well, I'm glad we could give that a plug, and I hope they raise enough money. I'm just sorry that he insulted every Mad writer who's still alive, but what the hell, you know? These things happen.
Right.
Dick, always a pleasure doing this show. We do it every single Tuesday at our official start time is, what, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern time?
Exactly. I'm not a football player, Leo, but when's next weekend's Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl will be at its usual time.
Okay. What city are you going to?
Actually, the next Super Bowl, I'm staying at your place because it's going to be at the Meadowlands.
You know what? That is going to be. I already read there'll be no halftime because who are they going to get to perform in 17-degree weather?
It's going to be freezing. What was the temperature Sunday? What was it like? Was it nice Sunday?
Sunday wasn't too bad. I think we got up to 25.
And the Meadowlands it doesn't have a roof. Unless they build one in the next 8 or 9 months. No.
And it's way out in the middle of nowhere, so the wind can be howling.
East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the good thing is you can stay here.
I am.
Eva will have to leave. Myra's going to have to pack up and go. But you and Lisa can stay.
I'm kicking my sister out. I'm staying. If the Niners are going to the Super Bowl next year, we will definitely be there.
Because
I've already got my Beyonce finger lasers, so I'm ready for the halftime show. All right, Dickie D, thank you so much. We will see y'all back here for another great episode of the Giz Whiz. I'll see you then, Dick.
I'll be here.
All right, let's draw the curtain on Dickie D. Bye-bye. See you, everybody.
Bye, everybody. I'm seeing red.
Hey, Baba Louie, sadite?
Sadite.
Oh, Lord above. That's good. It works just right.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Is this a permanent thing now?
I think we should get velvet curtains. Actually, we could do like this.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
do a reveal.
Good. Well, after you zoom in on the tripwire, then they can open. This will be one hell of an opening. You know what I mean?
I think we're going to need fireworks, be honest.
Well, you know, just wear those things, shut all the lights out, a camera on your head and the LEDs on every conceivable part of your body as you zip through the door. There you go. And the sound effects.
All right, but one of the things we are going to do is build a Velcro wall so that when I have to wear a Velcro suit, so I will zip in and then just stick to the wall.
It's great. And Leo, zip in backwards. So, yeah, there you go. And then you can just do the show from there.
Welcome to the Kiss Whiz. I'm Leo LaFleur. I'll be hanging like around. That. I hope you'll like hang around that. With us.
I'm liking this.
All right, Dickie D.